Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thought for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, it's one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com, and check out the blog, radio show, live stream channels, social network pages, whatever have you. You want to be a donor or a sponsor to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you. Check it out on my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Whoever is listening to me and the sound of my voice, I mean, by any means necessary, by phone, by show page, doesn't matter, whatever means necessary, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Today's topic, if it wasn't for God's grace. Once again, today's topic, if it wasn't for God's grace. And first, to give you a definition of the word grace. Need a couple definitions, and this is according to Webster's Dictionary. One is unmerited divine assistance given humans for their regeneration or sanctification. One I want to read is approval, favor. What I want to read is disposition to or an act of instant of kindness, courtesy, or clemency. When you think about that, God's grace. God's grace. Think about that. Unmerited divine assistance. You think about favor. You think about kindness. I mean, just also where it comes up is favor. You think about the grace of God. I mean, you think about, do we deserve grace that God gives us? We deserve it. Is His grace because of anything that we did that was so special? That's what we're going to talk about today. It wasn't, you know, do we deserve His grace, or is His grace brought onto us by anything that we did? Anything that we can take credit for? We're going to the verses. I'm going to read Ephesians, and this chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. And I'm reading from the King James Version. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 10 as well. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. These verses, these very verses, answer the questions that I pose. You know, do we deserve the grace that God gives us? Is it because of anything that we did in our own strength or in our own work? So you go back to verse 5. Going back to verse 5. Even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. See, even when he bestows this grace upon us, even when we, like I said, don't deserve it, we can be far removed from him. Gave us. I mean, you can think back. I mean, when you think about that, even when we were dead in sins, never mind us even still today trying to live it as someone who's been brought into the faith, born again, saved. I mean, can you think back to when you were deeply in your sins and didn't even try to care about God and who he was? Can you just imagine? There was a love that he had for us even when we were dead in our sins. And then the other question I brought up is his grace because of anything that we did in our own strength. And going back to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, let me read that again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I mean, I've said it on the show before. I mean, you know it's God if you can't take credit for it. Can't take credit for it. I mean, that, because, you know, you can think of people who are boastful, and the first thing, first words to come out of their mouth is me, myself, and I. You know, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. But see, when we talk about God's grace, if it's nothing that I did, you did, or any of us in this flesh that did to deserve his grace. It's a free gift that's given to us. It's a free gift. I mean, we can accept it, we cannot. But the free gift, he gives us the free will to take on or not. If you have any thoughts about today's topic, please feel free to call in. Call-in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call-in number, area code 347-202-0909. Or if you're in the chat room, please feel free to make your comment. Callie on the phone and Ed Lips in the chat room, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you both. I mean, if it wasn't for it, let's go back to this topic. If it wasn't for God's grace, where would we be, huh? I mean, don't it just? I mean, do you even want to think about it? Do you even want to think about it? I don't know about you, but I really don't want to think about where I would be if it wasn't for God's grace. I mean, it's undeserved favor. I can't get past that part. It's nothing that we can do. It's nothing that we can earn. You can't earn. See, the gifts of God, the salvation and grace and mercy. See, we can't, there's nothing we can do in this flesh to earn it. It's just simply because he loved us so much when we were all in sin. He said he loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for all of us. I mean, he loved mankind that much. He didn't want to see us be lost. He doesn't want any of us lost. Let me find that verse, because I'm going to read that verse about the lost sheep. I'm going to find that real quick. I mean, he doesn't want any of us lost. He wants all of us saved. He wants all of us to come to know him. Like I said, it's a choice that he leaves us free to make for ourselves. I think I may have found it. Let me see. Hopefully I find it. Found it. Let's see. This is coming from the book of Luke, chapter 15, starting with verse 3, and I'm gonna go to verse 7. Once again, Luke 15, 3 through 7. And he spake this parable, and this is Jesus, okay? And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the ninety and nine in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice for me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. He tells in this parable, you have 100 sheep and just one gets lost. See, God searches for those who are lost. Even one person, he wants all of us to come to know him on our own and come into the fold. But it is a choice. But he does rejoice when that one gets lost. He searches for it. And when he finds it, he rejoices. And that's how he feels with us as we, you know, come to know him, accept him as our Lord and Savior. I mean, there should be joy in heaven. Joy in heaven. I mean, I thank God for the grace he has given us. Because he didn't have to. He just flat out didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. But he loved us so much that he wanted to. He wanted to. I want to read this also that I found. I want to read this. Find it back. It's this article in the. Wait a minute. Let's see. It's this article is on the Christian, on this website called the Christian Post. I want to read a little bit about what it's saying. The article here is called, What is God's Grace? I want to read that. It's a real short article. I want to read it real quick. It's called, What is God's Grace? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endureth forever. Psalm 118:1. Have you ever received a gift you didn't deserve? The gift was given to you out of love. God is so great that he gives us his grace because of his love for us. Grace is God showing his love to you even though you don't deserve it. You can't earn God's grace. You do not deserve to be saved from sin and to have eternal life, but God showed his grace by saving you from sin's punishment when you trusted in Jesus as your Savior. God also shows his grace by giving you strength and guidance and by taking care of you each day. God, by his grace, gives you strength to handle difficult problems in your life. Isn't God's grace wonderful? If you know Jesus as your Savior, you can be thankful that God saved you by his grace. The Bible says, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, Ephesians 2:8. You can also depend on God each day for the grace you need to live for him. Because God showed his grace to you. Because God shows his grace to you, you should show his grace to others. If you ever thank God for his grace in your life, definitely to focus on that last part. Let me read that again. Because God shows his grace to you, you should show his grace to others. And that's a real important thing. I see Madison Media Radio in the chat room. Hi, Madison. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. But think about that. See, everything that he shows towards us, he wants us to show to others as well. I mean, the God's grace and mercy, he wants us to show that to others. It reminds me of the in the Bible where and I'm going to find that too before I try to recall. It reminds me, I believe it was a parable of in fact, let me just find it because I'm going to sit here and mess it up. I'd rather find it instead of trying to recall it. But yeah, just think about God's grace to us all. Are you showing his grace to us of others? Are you thankful for the grace that he's shown to you in your life? Do you really understand that we don't deserve his grace? Or his grace, most importantly, is not because of anything we did in our strength. I mean, not because of anything we did. Wow. I mean, that's all you, can you really picture and imagine that? Not because of anything we did. Not because of anything we did. It's just simply because of his love. Of his love. I'm going to find what I want because I really want to read this passage of scripture. If I can actually find that. I don't remember where it's found at. But just think about the title of today's show. If it wasn't for God's grace, where would you be? Where would you be? Like I said before, do you even want to really think about that? Where would you be? I hereby thank God each and every day for the grace that he's shown to me in my life. Because when you really think about that, wow, did we deserve it though? No, it's just simply because he loved us. Okay, I found, thank God, found what I wanted to find. It's here in the book of Matthew. It's here in the book of Matthew, chapter 18. I'm going to read this starting at verse 21. Matthew 18, I'm starting at verse 21. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus said unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called them, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentor, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Isn't that something? I wanted to read that because talking about like how we, as God gives us grace, we should show that grace to others. And that was an example of, you know, here was this servant and his Lord was about to throw him in prison because he owed the debt, but he begged him, you know, please allow me to go free and I'll pay you. But you see the grace that this King showed him. He didn't show to his fellow servant. He threw him in prison for way less than what he owed the king. Think about that. That's why it's so important. The grace that he's shown us, he wants us to show to others. If it wasn't for God's grace, where would we be? With that, that is all the time I have for the topic today. I hope what I said to you today has truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Well, she was here in Madison, but I guess she couldn't stay. She had to take care of some business. But I thank her for tuning in for a minute by phone. Ed Lips and Madison Mia Rayo in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. Madison Mia has a great show here also on the Blog Talk Radio Network called Music with a Purpose. Definitely, Madison, type in your BTR link so I can shout it out. I welcome you to, in fact, congrats, of course, Madison Media, because you are about to celebrate 7 years on Blog Talk Radio once again. As I have you here, I say congrats to you again for all that you do, celebrating 7 years on Blog Talk.